Reuven Levy were learning together with Hashem's help the book Yan HaShalom by Rav Shalom Arashita in the Hebrew version. On page 154, we are learning from a story that Rav Arash is telling us at the beginning of his chapter 7. A story of a man who came to him. The man was a Baal Teshuvah. He was on his beginning of his Baal Teshuvah process. But he was very strong in his hidbod of dirt, although he wasn't keeping Torah and mitzvahs almost at all. He was strong and he'd been to a lot of shiurim. He spoke to Rav Arash and said to Rav Arash that he wanted to get married. The woman he wanted to get married to, however, was not interested in getting closer to Hashem, was not interested in Yiddishkeit. Should he still get married to her? Rav Arash suggested to him at that time, no. My view is this, she's not the right match for you. Marriage is difficult enough. You don't need the struggle of all the problems associated with her not wanting to get closer to Hashem, and you're already on the path of trying to get close to Hashem. So no, I don't advise it. However, the man didn't listen. He got married to her anyway. So for sure they had Shalom Bayit problems. The man came later to the Rav, Rav Arash, and said, you were right. You were right. I shouldn't have got married. We have such Shalom Bayit problems. I can't even tell you. What should I do? Should I get divorced? Rav Arash said to him, no, absolutely not. Before you got married, my advice was not to do it. Doesn't look good. Doesn't look like it's going to help. But now you got married, it's Minas Shamayim. Straight from heaven, this is your tikkun, this is what you need to do in life. That was the story in a nutshell. Rav Arash writes about this. Says, Mima says there, from this incident, Lamadnu Shnei Shurim Hashuvim Yoter. We learned two important things. Hashur HaRishon Hu, first thing we learn is, She'ein Shum Tayot B'Hashkacha Shel Hashem. There is no mistakes in the Hashkacha of Hashem. What was the end of that story? The end of that story was that Rav Arash told him, no, stay together and work on your Shalom Bayit. And that's what he did. He went to the field and he did hours and hours of Hidbodadot until he worked on his Midot very well. And he reached a very high level of Midot. Rav Arash writes on him, a level that very few people reach. And he only reached it because of the stress and difficulty and lack of Shalom Bayit that he had. Secondly, he then went back and prayed an hour a day that his wife should make teshuvah and should also join him on the path to Hashem. He did that, and that's exactly what happened. She, without him saying a word, started to come closer to Hashem, and Baruch Hashem, everything turned around. So from this, Rav Arash is writing, first of all, we see that there's no mistakes whatsoever in the Hashkacha of Hashem. Before they got married, you could ask the question, to ask the question, maybe is this suitable or not? Is it a suitable match? But after they got married, that's it. There's no questions. There is no mistake in Hashkacha. Hashem's way of running the world has no mistakes. The creator is the one who puts together matches. And if the marriage occurred, then it's from Shamayim. If you got married, that is your tikkun. Hashem lo haya noten l'chatuna hazot litkayem im ein bazeh tikkun. Hashem would not let the marriage happen if there wasn't in it a tikkun. Adraba, on the contrary, im mitzgalim kashim ubayot, if there arose difficulties and problems, siman sheyesh kan tikkun lasot, it's a sign that there is work to do here, there's stuff to fix. Utsrichim la'avod et avoda amatima, and it's necessary to work, to put in the work which is appropriate. Mahu, what's emecha? And you should ask of Hashem, what is it that you want to show me here, Hashem? What is it that you want from me? Vim lo matzlichim lavin. And if you don't succeed in understanding what Hashem wants from you, Eshar lichai esamara, you can go and ask your Rav, your Rabbi, She'ino tole et hadvarim b'ayin hara, that will not hang these matters, meaning will not say that these things are happening from an ayin ra'ah, from a bad point of view, right? If you go and see a Rav who has an understanding, that he'll see that everything is for the good, then he can give you a proper explanation. Rav who's looking from the point of view of good, who's someone comes to him with a problem, and the Rav explains to him what he needs to do from the point of view of good, and he sees the good in it. Right, you're having problems? Yes, it's a sign Hashem wants you to work on this. Hashem wants you to get stronger in your midah, Hashem. Right? Not from that, as opposed to the ayin ra'ah, when someone just comes to complain. Oh, you're having problems with your marriage? Oh, forget it. Divorce, separate. That's ayin ra'ah. Someone, a Rav that's going to explain to you from the good point of view. Elab teshuvah ba'avodah atzmit. Rather, one who's going to explain according to teshuvah and avodah atzmit, and working on yourself. Yodei lekasher takol lasekel shel amunah, and knows how to connect everything to the wisdom of amunah. Uladrich betem, and how to guide in that path. Lachen, therefore, kol minei machshavot shetzatzot roshan shel zugot. Therefore, all types of ideas that arise in the minds of couples, sheyesh lahem bayot, couples who have problems, shechoshvim sheulai hem asu taot, that maybe, for example, they think that they made a mistake to get married, ulai hem lo zivug mishamayim, maybe their marriage is not from shamayim, choshvim machshavot kagon, they think thoughts such as chaval shechatanti, it's a shame that I got married to this person. How did I not realize that she had such a character? How did I not realize, did I not see that she's not suitable for me? Blame the shadchan. He hit chitsa oti v'akshav ani takua. She fooled me and now I'm stuck. Rihamti aleha, velachen lo heazti lagid la lo. I was taking pity on the shadchan and I didn't want to tell her no. Achshav, ana ani ba. Now look at where I am, etc., etc. All the different things that a person could say after they get married if things aren't going well. Kol ha'machshavot halu hen shtuyot. All of these thoughts are simply nonsense. All the time that a person blames someone, et atzmo, either himself, et ishto, or his wife, et ahorim, the parents, et ashadchanit, the shadchan, et harav, the rabbi that said it was a good idea, etc., etc., akol kfirot, it is all heresy. It's all heresy. Why is it all heresy? Because everything's from Hashem. Hashem wanted it to happen. Not blaming anyone for a bad match. We're saying this is exactly what Hashem wanted. Hashem needs you to fix something. There's a tikkunim to do here. And anyone who goes around blaming other people, thinking it's a mistake, they're saying Hashem made a mistake. What did Hashem do to me? He put me in this marriage. It's not suitable for me. How could I have been fooled like this? Why didn't I see it? It's not my fault. It's her fault. It's someone else's fault. Kafirot, heresy. Kiba vadai, because of course, lifnei chatuna, before the chatuna, tzrichim litbonen, b'yishuv hadat, v'lo lachnis et atzmo l'nisyonot. So certainly before the marriage, a person needs to consider with clarity of mind, in order that he doesn't put himself into tests. Right? If it looks like this is going to be a problematic marriage, right? She doesn't speak any English, I don't speak any Hebrew. She's Sephardi, I'm Ashkenazi. she's educated and I'm not, right? If everything is not stacking up completely, like everything looks like a mess, I'm asking for trouble, so maybe I shouldn't put myself in a test. Beforehand, I'm correct to consider, not just jump in and say, well, if it's what Hashem wants, then it's going to be fine. No, I have to be sensible and serious beforehand. Kamo kam b'maaseh hazeh, like we said over here, shebemet al pi hasechel ha'isha haya tzarich leimaneh mechatun hazeh, because in the situation that Rabbi Arush described, according to sechel, to straight wisdom, he was baal teshuva, she wasn't interested. It would have been better to prevent the marriage, for sure. If you come with that situation, you shouldn't get married and say, "Tov, Hashem will sort it out. This is what He wants us to do." No, you have to go from a simple, straight wisdom, which is not to do something dumb. Ki nasuim ze lo lishkat hasad. Right, this is not an appropriate marriage. Lo mitchatnim ki rachem or ki lo na'im. Or ki ashadchanit lochetzet v'kodomechas v'shon. My person shouldn't get married simply because he feels sorry for the girl, or because it's not nice to turn her down, or because the shadchanit put pressure on them, etc. Any of those reasons. V'adai suchim meirosh lishtadel lakim bayit sheyishkenu bo ahava v'shalom. It's for sure that a person needs to try to create a home on which there can be love and peace, and which their children will grow up in the way of Torah, a home that is going to bring closer the Gula, the redemption. Therefore, a person should not put himself into a situation, lahatchila, at the beginning, which is going to bring difficulties, arguments, machloket, disputes, fights, etc. Shouldn't put yourself in that situation. But everything we just said now is only before the event. About achare maaseh, but after the event, kshachatunai uvda mugmeret, when the marriage is a done deal, when it's a fait accompli, vaaz mitgale izakoshi, and then there arises some problems. Ze siman shekach Hashem rotze, then it's a sign that this is what Hashem wants. But say lavoda, the person needs to go out and start working on himself. Adrava, on the contrary. If after the wedding there arise difficulties, or shetosfim pitom, or it becomes clear suddenly, shazivug mamash lomatim, it becomes clear suddenly that the couple is really not suitable for each other, zerak machazek yoter et ha'ogdash v'kach Hashem otzeh, that simply comes to strengthen the fact that this is what Hashem wants. Ki ech zeh shehashem iver et einei ha'isha, because how can it be that Hashem would blind the eyes of the woman from seeing that her husband, who mamash lo hasignon shela, is really not her type? Ve'ech Hashem iver et einei ha'isha, and how can it be that Hashem would blind the eyes of the husband from seeing she'ein lo shum dava meshutat, that he has nothing in common with the wife? Rather, this shows that Hashem wanted that they would get married, and then they would make a tikkun that they needed. Right? We can't say that Hashem blinded him. Hashem was playing games. No, Hashem wanted this to happen. He deliberately blinded me so that I didn't see that this woman wasn't suitable for me. He deliberately blinded the woman so she didn't realize that the man she was about to marry was a lazy, good for nothing. Right, they're completely unsuitable. After the wedding, we say it was hashkacha pratit completely. It's exactly what Hashem wanted. And now you've got problems, go and work. That's the tikkun that Hashem wants here.
But if you don't work and you decide to divorce, you're just going to go through the same cycle over and over again until you decide to actually go to the field and do some work?
Probably. Yeah, if you didn't fix what needed to be fixed. You can't get out of it. Shem brings us down here to fix. We can't sidestep or get out of it by trying to be smart. Oh, I'm going to choose not to have to go through this test. Nah, doesn't work. Shem wants to test me for my own good. He's going to bring me that test. And I can't get out of it by trying to throw away the problem. I can't buy the problem off, and I can't kill the problem off. It's going to come back. And worse, has to come. Doesn't get better if I try and hide from it. And therefore Hashem made all the sivovim, all the he went round in circles, he didn't go straight. He made all sivovim in order that this couple would get together and get married. Right, Hashem made all sorts of twists and turns so that they will actually get married. Because they're not suitable at all. And really, these two people would never have got together. And also the hefer, the opposite. When I got married to my wife, the opposite. My wife was Baal Teshuva and Mamash Chazak. And me, completely off the derech. As far away as it's perhaps possible to get. Right, and then we met, and through sivovim, not yashai. It's not straight that we would have actually got together. Right, but it's what Hashem wanted. Hashem knew that was his way to bring me back. Baruch Hashem that you did, and Baruch Hashem that I wasn't put off and she wasn't put off. Strangely, because that would have been the normal way. But now Hashem had a plan, and he had tikkunim to do. And Baruch Hashem, I listened to him and listened to his messages, because otherwise it would have been a disaster. Right? When we first got married, I wasn't keeping Shabbos. I wasn't keeping Shabbos when we first got married. I was happy to do work, to keep kosher, to keep Shabbos at home when I was in the house, and it didn't bother me. Fine, yeah, why not? It doesn't hurt me. You're buying the food, so we'll eat whatever you buy, right? And then when I go to work, I'll go and get a sandwich from the local sandwich shop that's down the street, whatever's in it, right? In the house, top, doesn't bother, right? And that first Shabbat, one of the first Shabbatim, I came back from work late on Friday after Shabbos had started. Mm-hmm. My wife, to her credit, kept it in. She could have chucked me out right there and then. She knew it was going to happen. It wasn't like a chiddush. She realized that's who she was marrying. But it didn't hit home until it actually happened in reality. And to her great credit, she didn't kick me out at that point. She got upset and she prayed a lot and didn't know what to do about me and blah, blah, blah. And eventually I got with the program, as you can see. Baruch Hashem, I got with the program. Right, but it could have easily gone the other way. Right? That's a big shalom bayit problem. That's a huge shalom bayit problem. So if we listen to the tikkunim and we work on ourselves and we do what we're meant to do, it can all get fixed, and Baruch Hashem that it did. But we can see how not. So we can see that even though it looks like you're not suitable for whatever reason, right? If Hashem put you together under the chuppah, Hashem says, no, there's tikkunim to do here. It looks like it's a very difficult situation, but this is what I want. This has the potential to be exactly how it should be. Okay. Hashiur Hasheni. The second thing that we learn from this incident of this bachur that got married, the second thing we can learn, Shanu Lomdim Hakan, that we learn here, She Hamit Modedut Im Kashim Maviah et Adam lemalokvot. We learn that when a person deals with, there's not really a word in English for hitmodadut, but he works on, deals with, he work, fixes, I don't know, the difficulties that are in his life, then it brings the person to a very high level. Right? Just like we saw in the situation of this man, this Bachor, Rav Arash writes, he worked on his midah and he came to a very high level that few people reach in terms of their midot. Bli kashim, without difficulties, nisyonot, tests, yisurim, suffering. Kashem ha'od she'adam yitaleh. It's very difficult for a man to rise up. Right? Without suffering or tests, it's very difficult for a man to raise himself. We just stay at the same level. Hadam mitivo, what says she'yelech lo ha'kol tov. A person from his nature, a man in his nature, just wants everything to go well. Right? That's what we want. We don't want difficulties, we don't want tests. We want an easy life. That's our nature. Ubavadai ein lo lachapes b'koach. And for sure, a person doesn't look for difficulties and problems and tests. Right? We don't go looking for difficulties. Aval inkava ba'alav eza nisyon or koshi. However, if there already comes upon him some test or difficulty, and then he does the work that he needs to do correctly, he's only going to grow and grow from this. Like we saw in this incident, and like we see in all of the generations, that all the tzaddikim hayu kashim gedolim v'nisyonim avim. All the tzaddikim had great difficulties and big tests. And that is what raised them up to achieve the levels that they reached, because they had difficulties. So we don't go looking for difficulties. A person shouldn't go looking for a test. Any test a person goes looking for, he fails. We learn that from David HaMelech, when David HaMelech said to Hashem, test me, and he was David HaMelech, right? And David HaMelech tested him, Hashem tested him, and he fell. That was with Bathsheba. Right? So no one goes looking for tests. Even if you're David HaMelech, you're not going to pass it, right? But now you've got a test. If you act correctly and work on yourself and accept it's a test and accept this is from Hashem, Hashem wants me to work on this, then that is the way to raise yourself up to higher and higher levels. And all the tzaddikim of all the generations only got to be who they were because they had to go through very big difficulties in their life. Quite a shame. We'll continue next week.